Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I have much to show you today, and I am right now going to jump right into this. You heard about O.J. Simpson, right? I want you to see something because this is available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm looking there. There we go. Here, I want to show you this real quick. There's old OJ taking his shot. Just wanted to let you know, man, there's a lot of people out there right now wishing that they would have paid attention to the facts. And sad to say that many of them are paying the price. And why am I laughing about it again? I mean, what do you say? How many times do you need to tell people? I talk till I'm blue in the face telling people, beware, beware. And you know what's sad about it is a good portion of them call themselves Christians. And then when you tell them what the Word of God says about it, who do they obey? The Word of the Lord in warning them, Psalm 19:11? Or do they listen to the tyrant, the madman that wants to depopulate the planet? Well, you can't help a people that don't help themselves, friends. And when you look in the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verse 8, it says, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. How do you show mercy to a people that don't take warning? They're going to have to pay the price. And that is exactly, sad to say, what happened here concerning Mr. O.J. Simpson. Also wanted to highlight one of the things that I knew was coming. And I've said this, and I'll say it again, concerning years ago, I used to say this all the time. Folks, when you're dealing with sodomites, there is no lines. You're dealing with the people that are reprobate. Reprobate, defined out in Webster's 1828, is abandoned to their sin. And when we talk about sodomites, homosexuals, lesbians, you have to understand the Lord didn't call that sin. He called that an abomination. And again, when you see the word abomination in Scripture, you better run, terror-stricken like, friends, away from them situations, because you can rest assured those that spit against heaven will surely fall on their own back. Well, the point that I continuously made is I said, listen, it's about the kids. I've told you before, friends, I was attacked on national media over and over and over and over again in public schools for merely pointing out that it's against our laws. And, of course, the sodomites got involved and they said, hey, listen, Bradley Dean's completely lying to you. He's a bigot. He's this, that, and the other thing. He's a hater. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, here we are today and everybody sees exactly what it's about. They didn't want to listen that the sodomites, that their slogan was sex before eight, before it's too late. Now they're finding out. And so are the innocent victims, right? They need to read their Bibles, those bad guys do. And so do the good guys do, because the good guys, those that want to call themselves the good guys, they're accomplices to the crimes of those that they call the bad guys. guys by tolerating their crimes. Scripture tells us in Luke 17, verse 2, it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones. Well, that's what they're doing. Also read, bad guys, Exodus 22. You're daring the justice of God. You act like you're immortal. You act like you're invincible. You act like the Lord doesn't see all things, when Scripture tells us that he knows the very hairs of the he knows the very numbers of the hairs upon our head. And he also said that a sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. Are you kidding yourself? Yes, you are. I'm just here to remind you that you will be held accountable, okay? And I told the American people that didn't want to listen to me that it's not going to stop with kids. It's going to go on. Folks, they're in England right now, they have some of these sick jokers, these abominable individuals. They're marrying bridges now. They're marrying trees. And I knew it wasn't going to stop there. That was kind of a what we would say a soft tyranny compared to what was coming, because I knew at the end of the day, when Scripture talks about bestiality in the book of Deuteronomy, and it talks about those that commit the act of bestiality, you're supposed to stone them to death. Well, there's a reason for that, because, friends, that's what it leads to. And when I say that these people don't have lines, they don't have any breaks, I'm telling you, they are being led by the spirit of their father who comes to steal, kill, and destroy everything in their path, and at the end of the day, themselves. I knew it was going to come to this, folks, and what I'm talking about right here is Alex Newman just highlighted the fact that in Australia, they're now doing what? They're teaching queer sex classes, animal sex with humans. Again, you can't make it up, but people, you need to understand what you're dealing with. You know, several times I've made the reference to the fact that Adolf Hitler put masculine sodomites around him, homosexuals. They were the ones that would kill their own people. They were the ones that would do things that normal people wouldn't do, not only to their own people as well, but people at large. Why? Because they're self-condemned. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. So when we see headlines like this, friends, it tells you that history is repeating itself, because apparently the people haven't yet learned from history. This is coming from Alex Newman's outlet. Again, bestiality taught in Australian schools, queer sex class. This is right behind the LGBTQIA. Well, yesterday I showed you that they have a defending public defender in Seattle there. It was the most despicable thing I have ever seen in all of my life. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a little taste of this, because I'm sure you've seen it. And if you didn't, and you're just joining us today, this right here is a man. He's a 70-year-old man. This is what you're dealing with. He calls himself a public defender. He calls himself an attorney. And again, this is a man dressed as a woman. In Deuteronomy 22, verse 5 tells us that this is an abomination. You should hear his voice. You want to hear his voice? Here, let me play this for you.
Too, and I think it's fabulous. How about that?
God, she's accused of, what is it, criminal trespass?
In the first degree, yes.
Is she innocent or guilty?
She's innocent, of course.
She's innocent, okay. Well, she's caught on video being arrested and protesting and allegedly protesting. Uh-huh. So I'm trying to get all sides. So
my client is pled not guilty. My name is Stephanie Mueller. I'm in the directory for...
It almost looks like
thank you for your time.
Somebody from Twisted Sister back in the 80s. And again, it always starts out as a joke, doesn't it? And then look what it ends up to be. But folks, again, what we're moving into are some serious times. We're going back into the dark ages. And again, the only ones allowing these bad guys, as we call them, these abominable ones, to turn the lights off are those that are calling themselves the light, that are to reprove the works of darkness, Ephesians 5:11, and they fail to do so. I'm going to come right back on the other side. I wrote a new book. It's called The Children of the Apostate. I want to run through a chapter with you, and I want to get your thoughts. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Now listen, I just wrote a book. It's called The Children of the Apostate. And in parallel, I know that the name of the show today is Will the Responsible Party Please Stand Up? But I want to propose some things to you before I actually start to direct my finger in that direction, okay? The book that I just wrote is called The Children of the Apostate. And I've wrote, just so people understand, I didn't plan this. I wrote this one first in May. I'm up at 5 in the morning. I'm writing, okay? I'm writing Soldier of the Cross, okay? All premised on the Word of God and testimony, period, okay? Before I knew it, I had both books inside of this book. Okay. So I'm doing this backwards because I'm on stage right now, right? Okay, so that's the first book I did. Then I realized I was doing two books, writing two books inside of the one book. So I broke them apart, and then I wrote this one. So the heart first, and the head, then the armor. Okay, so I want to let you know that these are available. And then now what we did is the Lord dropped another title on me called The Children of the Apostate. And I said to myself, that's going to be a real easy one. And so I'm, you know, writing, and I'm in 30 pages, and I'm into it a month, and then a second month, and a third month, and I'm in, you know, 60 pages, 90 pages, 120 pages. Before I know it, I'm in the 200-page range, and I'm just thinking to myself, Lord, I can keep going on and on and on. And now I'm at 285. Yesterday, as I'm taking a shower, all of a sudden, another idea comes in to go ahead and insert inside of this book, and in the meantime, friends, three quarters through the way of this book, I get another title called Meet Them at the Top of the Mountain. basically deciphering and giving people the discernment between false prophets and the real prophets and the giftings of the prophet, what a prophet is, so people can understand who he is, rather than hating them, understand that he's the one loving them. Okay? Elijah, Micaiah, Gideon, David, the list goes on. So here I am. And you just, folks, you gotta, to he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. You gotta take the lead. When the Holy Ghost leads you, you have to jump on and lead with your flesh to do what the Spirit is leading you to do. If that makes sense to a spiritual man, it absolutely does. To those that don't, it probably sounds foreign. I don't mean to do that. But I am saying that I just finished that book. I just sent it over to another proofreader to make sure it's absolutely perfect. In the process, I've got a fourth book almost done already. And it's like, okay, and I'm doing a documentary on the Masons and our forefathers and giving the people the truth of that issue. And I'm working with a team out in Ohio. And next week, we're going to be out on the East Coast doing more research concerning what it is that we're going to be doing with the documentary on in the fall time so we can get television going for that. Yes, 2 days ago, I'm doing another event. And it just goes on. I got to do articles every other day. I do radio 6 days a week. So I'm really doing my best to strive. And Paul talks about this. Well, those that are born of the Spirit of God, I'll tell you what, I can show you right now just how this all works. Because a man of God in a real call never feels like it's done enough. How many times I've had people go on the site and say, you've done all that and you're still doing this? And it's like, I'm sitting here in all sincerity, with a true heart before God, I'm saying, you think that's a lot that I've done, and I feel like I haven't done enough. That's a real God, that's a real call of God. So I guess I'm just partaking with all of this. I have the strength to keep going, probably for 10 men, and I don't want to stop because I believe at the end of the day that we can end this concerning what we're seeing in this country, because I don't personally believe that America is ever going to be destroyed. I don't. I'm not taking it for scripture, but there is something called the Son of the Republic, which was put into the congressional record, and it was a vision that George Washington had, and up to this point, folks, it has been spot on. It's been spot on. I'm not saying it's scripture. I have it up on the shelf, but I am paying attention to the fact that I do have this living hope in me that goes forward every single day. I get up, I'm bummed out for 10 or 15 minutes, and before I know it, I'm on top of the world again. Paul says, I die daily. If you look in the Old Testament, there was a sacrifice in the morning, there was a sacrifice at night. And spiritually speaking, that's exactly what you partake with as a Christian man or woman. So, but I believe at the end of the day that we can do this. I believe that America is under the judgments of God. I believe that America is going to be purged by God's judgment. Isaiah chapter 4, there's no doubt about it. And I think of Leviticus 26 and also Deuteronomy 28. And we're under the judgments of God right now because of the people that have failed, those that call themselves the children of God, that have failed in keeping his commandments. And so in saying that, that's why I wrote the book called The Children of the Apostate. I did not come up with the title on my own. It was dropped down on me, and I responded. But it has been the most difficult book, but it's been the best book. I'll tell you why, because the Lord has been filleting this boy little by little by little by little, down to the definitions of words and wording things the right way and saying things the right way, but also causing the reader to feel the impact of understanding that these were not suggestions given unto us by God. They are the commandments, and also understanding Jeremiah 23:29, where it says, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. So how do you do that? Well, you write a book. Well, the anointing does that, because Isaiah 10:27 comes to my aid, and it tells me that the anointing is what breaks the yoke of bondage. So I got to write according to the anointing that's in my life in hopes that the Holy Ghost bears witness to the truth of the word that I wrote in this book called Children of the Apostate. Anybody confused? Because I understand perfectly as to what I just said. So let's get to this. One of the things that I want to highlight is the fact that when I first got into the church, I was exposed instantaneously. I was initiated into the modern gospel. And I want you to listen carefully to what the Prince of Preachers said, Charles Spurgeon, to start this off with, okay? He said, if you lower God's moral law, make distinction between the moral law and ceremonial law, because Jesus in Matthew 5:17 said, think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. I'll get back to that in a moment, okay? So what happens when you remove the law? Well, it tells us in Romans 4:15 what? Well, let me ask you this in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14. If you're driving down the highway and there's no posted speed limits, what are you going to do? Well, if there is no law, there's no transgression. A cop's not going to be able to pull you over and say, hey, listen, you were speeding, and you say back to him, there was no law posted, so how was I speeding? Do you understand? So if there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the police officer cannot give me a speeding ticket in violating that law. I think there's pros and cons to that, by the way, concerning having police giving people tickets, a sense of judgment, because I think in a lot of ways, when people cannot govern themselves, that's the problem. In America today, that's why government is expanding and your rights are restricting, is because people are not self-governing themselves before God anymore. They're not walking in the fear of the Lord and departing from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. They're doing whatever they want to do, and then they wonder why the government is completely out of hand today. Because they are babysitting what you fail to deal with when it comes to yourselves. So when I'm saying this, you need to understand when we removed the Ten Commandments of God back in the 60s, the church followed in suit behind what they call an oligarch. And that is where the Supreme Court came in, where few rule over many, and said, you know what, we're gonna say that we can't have kids praying anymore in public schools. Let's go ahead and remove the Ten Commandments. Let's go ahead and do whatever we want, because we already see that the professors in America are going to follow our secular lead, secular meaning without God, and we're just going to take them into a place where they don't want to go, in creating this country to be the hell that it is now becoming, Psalm 9:16-17. Well, that's exactly what happened. The church bowed to the state rather than the church maintaining its proper institutionalized purposes and taking authority over the church, because they seen that they were no longer obedient to God. So they seen a door open, a breach, and they went through it and they took control in the American church. 86% of the American people let them do that. So with that, if you got any questions, do give me a call, 1-866-582-9933. I know that there's a lot of biblical ignorance out there. I know that there's a lot of constitutional ignorance out there. And I'm not saying that to be demeaning, but I am saying that if you got questions, rather than to poison the live chat stream, why don't you go ahead and give me a call and let's get it straight on the radio so 160 cities can listen to the truth of the matter, so we can set a lot of people free. John 8:32. Okay? Beware of the modern gospel. This is what I was exposed to. I'm going to come right back to this, and we're going to kick it in full gear on the other side. Charles Spurgeon said, if you lower God's moral law, you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. He said, this is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain. This is the gospel, by the way, that he warned of, that many in this country have taken in. So we're going to get that straight in just a moment here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More powerful storms set to hit the southeast and Ohio Valley today, just hours after deadly storms with damaging tornadoes and flash flood emergencies hit from Texas to Mississippi. President Biden reacting to a report that inflation and prices are rising. He said it's gotten better since he's been in office. He also informed reporters of his continued belief that the Federal Reserve will reduce interest rates before the year's end. A key vote on a bill to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act failed on the House floor. Just another sign of Republican infighting under Speaker Mike Johnson's leadership. 19 Republicans broke ranks with party leadership and voted against the measure. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take Michael. We're not really talking about our founding forefathers right now, Michael, but go ahead with your question or comment.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Bradley. The thing is, first of all, Freemasonry is worse than the devil, and it was back in the 1700s. John Adams.
Wait. What'd you say?
Freemasonry is worship of Satan and was in the 1700s.
It absolutely was not, Michael. Let me finish. You're not going to debunk it. Listen, you can go ahead and deny whatever you want to deny. The fact of the matter is the Lord... Back. Okay, well, there's no facts. I just did
can
nine.
Can you give me opportunity?
No, because you should have called in 2 weeks ago.
I wasn't watching.
Well, watch this series and then call.
Anyways,
I'm not going to spend a bunch of time going over all of that, guys. We just went over all of that. We've debunked what Michael just said 50 times through the 9-part series, and he wants to go back to that. No, I'm not going to start all of that again. We're doing a documentary on this. It's out there. I'm not going to babysit people. They can go ahead and deny the reality that they want to all day long. I'm not going to do that. The Lord's fingerprints are all over this country. I've went over this. I've reiterated this point 1,000 times in the last 20 years. And you still get these people. It's almost like they want to try to justify the unjustifiable. It's like they want to deny what's right in front of their faces. So with that said, we're not going to spend time on that. I'm going to get back over to this. And what I want to do is I want to get over to getting people to understand that if you lower God's moral law, which, by the way, in Psalm 19:7, it says the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Well, some will say that's the Old Testament. The New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old, because we see Jesus, the Master, in following the way of the Master in Mark 10, starting in verse 17 to the end of the chapter, and also John 8, using the law, which is a schoolmaster, to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Okay? I want to go back to what Spurgeon said, and I want people to get this. Lower the law, God's moral law, his Ten Commandments, and you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. That's why people overlook the fact that they should not have any other gods. Well, when you remove that, what do? They go ahead and create other gods. That's why people go out, Second Commandment, Exodus 20, they go out and they create a god to suit their sins, and the Bible says we're not supposed to bow down to them. But what do we see today? We see people doing creating gods, and they bow down to them, and then they serve them. Folks, I can go into this. The Third Commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless. We can see that because the Lord's bearing witness, and the law is always perpetual. It's at work, and it's manifesting in the natural to what's going on in the spiritual. You can see the judgments of God because the Lord's not going to allow us to take his name in vain. He's not going to leave us guiltless. Take away the law, people are going to violate the Ten Commandments. Take away the law, they're going to disobey their parents. Take away the law, they're going to murder. Take away the law, they're going to go ahead and commit adultery, which is against, all these are against the law in America. Take away the law, they're going to go ahead and steal. Take away the law, they're going to go ahead and lie. Take away the law, and what are you going to get? Those that covet. And what is that? Well, do what thou wilt. That's the first scripture in the Satanic Bible. That's what they're teaching people. But who's responsible for teaching this? Those antinomists within the body of what they call Christ. They're the ones that have removed the law. This is what I'm going to point out. Spurgeon goes on and says, I say you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon. He said, when you set aside the law of God, he said, you have taken it away from the schoolmaster, Galatians 3:4, which brings men to Christ. He said, they will never accept grace until they tremble before a just and a holy law. He's exactly right. He said, therefore, the law serves as a most necessary purpose, and it must not be removed from its place. Well, this is what I was subjected to. Man, I didn't know what fornication was, sex before marriage. I didn't know what adultery was. I just thought, you know, we need Jesus for a better life. And the Holy Ghost was convicting me. And I remember, as a matter of fact, when I was in the, as a baby Christian going into the church, I knew the things that I was being convicted of, and asking other people in the church, saying, you know, I know there's something wrong. There's something wrong here. I'm being convicted of this, that, and the other thing. I feel self-condemned. What am I doing wrong? I did not understand any of that until I read the moral law of God. And then I started to understand that the Holy Ghost was using the law in the hand of Christ to drive me to the foot of the cross, to repentance, godly repentance. And my life since then has been producing godly repentance by bearing fruit to the glory of Christ, John 15:8. Again, scripture, listen carefully. This applies to all of those that call themselves Christians. I want you to listen to this. It says in Isaiah 8:20, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So I'm in a church, as they called it, and I'm in this body of 400 people, and I didn't know that scripture said, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness, because I seen with them, there was no lines. They could go ahead and do what they wanted to do. They used the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, and somehow or another, that was acceptable concerning what was being taught from the pulpits. Well, folks, Jesus said just the exact opposite. He said, those that go on in their sin will die in their sin. And let me ask you something, friends. Where do sinners go? They go to hell, don't they? Yep, they go to hell. And see, what they're doing is they're living in willful sin, and then they're creating this God that suits their sin, and they've deceived themselves into believing that they're heaven-bound, when in fact, Scripture tells us that they were hell-bound. And if you brought up anything to do with the moral law of God, oh, that's the Old Testament. Oh, that's the Old Testament. Well, you know what? That confused me all the well going forward. And I started searching out Scripture from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. They're saying that God's moral law is a thing of the past. What they were doing is saying the ceremonial law, because they didn't make distinction between the two. Again, Jesus never came to abrogate the law, to do away with the law. He came to magnify the law. And I just said that during the last segment. Think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. When you look at Romans 3:31, just substantiating you concerning what I'm highlighting right now. What does it say? Do we then nullify the law by faith, making the law of no effect, overthrowing it? Certainly not. On the contrary, we confirm and establish and uphold the law, since it convicts us all of sin, pointing to the need for salvation. And this is what I love. Okay? In America today, you can see the fruit of the modern false gospel by the fruit of our lawless society. Again, the church's report card is what you see in culture today. Therefore, the culture is the church's report card. Has it produced a lawless system or a free system concerning those that obey the law because they love? Okay? That will answer any questions as to what I'm making point of right now. Okay? I also want you to understand that Martin Luther comes to my aid. When he said this, the great reformer, Martin Luther, right? He said, listen carefully. But Satan, the god of all dissension, he stirreth up daily new sects. And last of all, which of all others I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he hath raised up a sect of such as teach that the Ten Commandments ought to be taken out of the church. That's what the American people allowed the Supreme Court to do. But guess what? They were never removed. Kids in public schools today, they were never told that they couldn't pray in public school. They may have by some indoctrinated individual that was in that public school, but I'm here to tell you, friends, 365 public high schools later, you never lost the right. And I have judgment set upon the heads of those that challenged us in the process. In other words, not only is the Lord on your side, which is all you need, but so is his law that keeps us free. The problem that we have concerning that issue is the people in this country are too busy listening to the mainstream media when they're highlighting the ACLU, which is a communist subversive organization that's set on doing what? Putting fear in the hearts of people, saying, you better not do this, because if you do, this is what we're going to do to you. No, they have no constitutional authority whatsoever. And you know who those organizations go after, friends? They go after organizations concerning those that don't know the difference. And then they want to set a precedent by using them. See, they don't know how to respond when you don't bow the knee to fear, the fear of man. Listen to what Martin said. The Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects. And last of all, which of all others I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect of such as teach that the Ten Commandments ought to be taken out of the church. So what do? Well, if there's no law there, then they're not transgressing. So what do? They remove part of what the Lord said and what he meant when he said, thou shalt not. And they remove that. And then they said, we're going to take the grace of God, which means the power to restrain from sin. And we're going to use that unmerited favor. And we're not going to give the full definition to people to understand that by his grace, we are going to be made more than conquerors through him that loved us. See, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Americans have that completely backwards. Completely backwards. I think of 1 John 3:6 and 1 John 3:9. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. That was 1 John 2:6. But I'm thinking of those that abide in him. The Bible says they sinneth not. Okay? I mean, after all, Jesus was made manifest to do what, friends? To destroy the works of the devil. Not to fraternize with him, not to serve him, not to give way to him. Jesus came in the world, and on Calvary, he destroyed the works of the devil. And furthermore, well, some will say, well, you know, but what if we make mistakes? Well, let me ask you something. Are mistakes and are your excuses the standard? Or is Jesus who said to the Pharisees in John 8:46, which of one of you convinceth me of ever violating the law of God? He's the standard. Man is not. I'm just setting the record straight. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
If you are a freedom and constitutional loving patriot who is tired of the lies and deception and media, turn your attention to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio for a sanitation of your synapses. A bold proclamation on the airwaves daily. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio will continue the nonstop battle against those waging war on our liberty and freedom.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know, one of the things that you do in your ministry, by the way, if we have to go over today, I'm totally cool to do it because I want to get through this first part. But I do want to say this. You can check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the left side of that page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, stick to the plan. 1-866-582-9933. When you're in ministry, one of the things that you, when you have a genuine call, and again, my big brother who is not here anymore, I'm talking about my cloud of witnesses, Charles Spurgeon, Jonathan Edwards, John Wesley, William Booth, Catherine Booth, the list goes on. You want to change the world. And when you want to change the world, it's interesting. I had a guy one time say to me, he goes, what do you think you're going to change the world? Yeah, I do. Isn't that the purpose we're here? We're called to, what, build the old waste places. We're not to destroy them. Again, look to your forefathers. Do you know anything about your history? It's a good thing they didn't forsake the understanding of Scripture and do their due diligence. John 7:17. But I remember a guy said that, oh, what do you think, you're going to change the world? And I just kind of looked at him and kind of chuckled a little bit. And I said, I'm glad that you do see the world changer. He's the savior of the world. I'm glad that you see him in my life. That's my job, is to get out of the way so you can see him. Matter of fact, guys, listen carefully. This is for somebody. The degree of power that you walk in with the Lord is the degree of your surrender to him. The degree of power that you walk in with the Lord is to the degree of your surrender to him. Okay? Let's get back. Right during the end of the last segment, I was talking about how, you know, how people use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Well, I'm just tapping into that for just a moment, but they're preaching a lawless gospel because it adjusts itself to the spirit of the world, doesn't it? And then what do? They use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Let me say it this way so you understand. A.W. Tozer said this, and he was exactly right. Christian liberty is freedom from sin. Let me say it again. Christian liberty is freedom from sin, not freedom to sin. Okay, read 2 Corinthians 3:17. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, right? Liberty to do what? Freedom to do what? The right thing. And you do it with a grateful heart. And why are you grateful? Because you see what the Father did through Jesus on the cross for me. You see that? Christian liberty is freedom from sin, and if I repented of my sin, I understand clearly that Christian liberty is freedom from sin, and it's not freedom to sin, nor do I want to sin. Nor do I want to sin. Okay? And nor am I going to make excuses because I already understand that I know in violation of God's law, I go ahead and do it anyways. Then what I want to do is I want to feel guilt and come back and go to his grace and say, Lord, I didn't mean to do that. Well, all the while you did do that because you're still alive to your sin. You don't understand that those that are crucified have crucified themselves with Christ. You're dead to your sin. You're baptized and you're risen to the glory of Christ, to the Father. Romans 6:1. Here, I want you to listen to this again. I'm just bringing you over here for a moment because it is very applicable, and I'm just going to say the first scripture in Romans 6:1. Okay, and again I can go to Ephesians chapter 2, but I'm just thinking of this one. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? What does the Bible say? Shall we continue in sin but watch that grace may abound? What does scripture say? Verse 2, what does it say? Here, I'm going to go there, and I just want you to hear this. I want to get the right translations, folks. I don't want to get the goofy ones, because there's some goofy translations out there. What does it say? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? We could stop right there, right? Well, let's go on here. What about this one? Let's just break down some of these lies that we've been told, okay? Because, again, it's very applicable. Have you ever also noticed, talking about the children of the apostate in the American church today, have you ever noticed that many apostates and biblical illiterates of today try to equate those that obey God and his government by calling them in a demeaning, an ignorant, demeaning fashion? What do? They call you legalistic. Huh. Isn't that interesting? I want to go over here, and I want you to see this for yourself, just because it is an unfounded, unwarranted lie, and it does not exist until later on, like so many other lies concerning the revisionists and what it is that they have thrown on the up-and-coming generations. And what I'm looking up right now is the word legalistic. Okay? Guess what? I can't find it. Because there is nothing that Noah Webster ever wrote in that uneducated, illiterate fashion when it comes to the Bible. Do you remember at the very front of the Webster's 1828 dictionary, do you remember that it says Noah Webster, who taught millions to read and not one to violate the law of God? Did you know that back in the puritanical times when we had these Puritan preachers? See, the element that we're missing today is understanding that we need to repent and we're washed in the blood of Christ, and we bring forth fruits and we restore what has been taken away. The Lord promised, and He makes all things new. Isn't it interesting? Then, in those days, it was a given within the church that you did not dare sin, because most people didn't sin because they didn't want to sin, because they preached Christ crucified. That's not what you're seeing today. Again, you're seeing just the exact opposite. I'm highlighting right now that there is no such word as legalism. See, what they do is they want to equate obedient children that are in Christ, right? You want to part from sin? Abide in Christ. That's scripture, right? To abide in Christ, to these people, you're legalistic. They want to talk down at you. They want to scoff you. They want to mock you. They want to belittle you. They want to demonize you for your obedience. And the only reason they're doing that, friends, is because they all the well know that their conscience is screaming at them, all the well knowing that they should be doing the same thing. Hey, I'm faithful in my marriage because I love my wife. I'm faithful as unto the Lord because I am thankful for what He has done unto me. And because of that, again, the mother of gratitude is what? Holiness. That's the fruit thereof. Okay, so to listen to the apostates and the biblical illiterates within the church to try to equate obedient children as to legalistic, as if to suggest again that we obey the Lord out of fear and the consequences, we do not do that for that reason. We obey because of love. We obey out of gratitude. We don't obey because we better or else. Nope. Not at all. As a matter of fact, that's a diabolical fear. No, we obey the Lord out of a heart of love and gratitude for the sacrifice He gave on our behalf, covering our sin through His blood. Revelation 1:5. You can also go back now and have a better understanding of that of John 3:16. Romans 13:10 tells us what? Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That's what you're seeing today in America, Matthew 24, verse 12. And yet in contrast, in obedience to the Lord, love is the fulfillment of the law. You want to know what it is? You want to hear the whole of the prophets, the law and the prophets? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's what the law teaches. That's what it teaches. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Read Romans 13:10, okay? Remember when Jesus said, listen again carefully, in John 15:10, if you keep my commandments, this is Jesus. Listen, church, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Where did that love come from? That's a good question to ask. That's a good answer to give. Romans 5:5 tells us, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. The Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Didn't the Lord say, you that love the Lord in Psalm 97, hate evil and love that which is good? Yep. So where does that love come from? From Him. In holiness, by His Spirit. If you keep my commandments, said Jesus, you shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. There's just no getting away from the Old Testament being fulfilled in the New, is there? So when people separate it, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, why are you separating it? Has anybody taken the time to go here? Let me just do this live so you can all see this, just to kind of break this down as well. Isn't it interesting? The first thing I do when I go over to Matthew chapter 1, right? The first chapter in the New Testament, isn't it interesting how it begins to give me the genealogy of all of the men, the patriarchs of old? Why would they do that if they were separated? Look at this. Folks, I'm going to take a second here. Just hold up. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect, and I'll be right back.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.